It's 11 minutes now away from 5 o'clock here on your CBC Radio 1. It's Tuesday time for Here and Now's Book Club. Billy the Kid. He's a notorious outlaw from the American Wild West. Or is he? Perhaps he's actually a retired dentist. If you think you know Billy the Kid from old Western movies, a new book provides an alternate narrative that's getting high praise for being both fascinating and funny. Billy the Kid, and there's brackets around the kid, in the title of the first novel by Canadian screenwriter Peter Meech, has recently been published by Sentient Publications. And Peter Meech joins me now for Here and Now's Tuesday Afternoon Book Club. So, Peter, tell me about Billy Brackett, the kid. How do you describe your book?
Well, it is, as you say, an alternative history. You might call it speculative fiction. But part of it is based on a true story, which has to do with what happened to my mother growing up in Pueblo, Colorado, which is where the book is set. And so the origin of the story is in a story that she used to tell her kids, which was when she was a young girl, she met this retired dentist who claimed he was a former outlaw. And on occasion, he would bring out his two prized six shooters, which were Colt double action Thunderers, the same guns that Billy the Kid used. So it was just to plumb the mystery of this man's identity and to figure out, I mean, could he have been that famous outlaw, or was he just a hopeless dreamer? And you know, the book tells the tale.
So this all came to you, you remembered hearing this story as a child and it just stuck with you and you thought, I want to find out about that, you know, probe into that possibility a little bit.
You know, there's a Billy the Kid Lane in Pueblo, you know, so he was in Denver, the real Billy the Kid I'm talking about. So it was, and my mother, she's fifth generation Coloradoan, so her roots are in the West. Her family was there when it was still a territory, and they have all kinds of tales to tell. Their cattle ranch went under in the big die-off in 1877. They had outlaws as ranch hands. They went gold prospecting, but they never had a character as mysterious as this dentist who just showed up out of the blue.
I actually was reading it to prepare for this interview. I read that there's all kinds of people who've claimed, until as recently as maybe 50 or 60 years ago, to have been the real Billy the Kid. What is it about our fascination with the guy who, you know, killed a lot of people? Why does everybody, you know, think he was such a great guy that they wanted to claim to have to be?
It's a good question. Part of it has to be the name. You know, if he was Billy the Adult or Billy, you know, it's just that he was a kid and he was young, and to be fair, he wasn't a ruthless outlaw like a Jesse James. He was someone who if he killed somebody, it was because he was in a fight or he was trying to escape, but he would warn the deputy before he left that that's what he was trying to do. So people feel that Billy was unjustly maligned. Of 50 people who took part in the Lincoln County War, he was the only guy who was sentenced to be hanged. And people feel he was an underdog and he deserves to have a better fate. But the romance of the West, you can't really explain it. It has to do with people seeing themselves as remaking their identities. That's what the West says to them.
So you had to do a lot of research in order to kind of build up this little fictional imagining of this story, that filling in, making up the details around this story that you heard from your mother as a child. How did you, you know, conjure this sort of small town Prohibition era? Tell me about the research that you had to do into that time and place.
Well, first and foremost, most of the research came from my mother. All the characters in the book are people that she grew up with, that she knew. And Billy the Kid, that character, actually moved into their house. He showed up one day on the doorstep with a suitcase in his hand and said, pardon me, do you have a room to let for the weekend? And my mother's mother said, "This is not a boarding house, young man." Any man who was 10 years younger than her was a young man, and he was about 60. And he said, "Well, yes, I know that, but my room at the Congress Hotel won't be ready until the weekend." And I thought, maybe you've got a lot of rooms here, you could put me up. And 20 years later, when they moved to Denver, they said, "Do you think we should ask, Billy?"
This guy who claimed to have been Billy the Kid ended up living in your mother's house?
That's why we know so much about him.
Write a book about this.
He was a character. I mean, he had all his meals at the Congress Hotel. It's not like he was hanging out there all the time. But he had stories. He never said he was Billy the Kid, in contrast to all these other people who claim they're Billy the Kid. But he had, he had the guns. He had stories where he omitted his name. And it was a kind of a suspicious thing. And then the idea of reinventing your past, which is sort of one of the themes of this book, because in the book, you have a character who talks about killing and how much he liked killing. But the book is really about transformation and transcendence, because Billy, at least in this version of him, he no longer has that feeling he had when he killed. And that's because he brought the darkness into the light. And it's a central motif of the book. We don't get, in secular literature, we don't get a lot of discussion about transcendence, but this book touches on that topic.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because amidst all the sort of fun and games and lawlessness here, there's a certain morality, the idea what it means to be a good human, raising a child. There's sort of a parenting, because there's a younger character in the book, and raise a child with good morals and values. So you sort of dance that dance between, a grimmer past and a more hopeful future.
Exactly. And just when you think, of course that's Billy. It's, oh no, he bought those guns at an auction. Look at the auction tags. He's just a dentist. And then you go back and forth, and it's the scarlet thread that pulls through the whole book until the very end.
I mentioned that you're also a screenwriter, living a Canadian, but living in Los Angeles. Is Billy the Kid going to become a film?
Well, we've had some interest. That's all I can say. But I would imagine, after COVID has run its course, you'll be hearing some news.
Peter, it's good to talk to you about this. Congratulations on the book, and all the best with it, and perhaps the film or whatever comes out of it.
Thanks, Jill. Great to talk to you.
Peter Meech is the author of Billy the Kid. It's published by Sentient Publications. We've got a couple copies to give away for your chance to win. Call 416-205-2700.